people are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And it is Tuesday, March the 28th. We are live on WMUN with volume controls and everything for our headphones in the WMUN studio. The reason I said that on the air is because my guest is sitting right here. We were just catching up with Brad, and I forgot to tell you, not only do you have a volume control, we call it an attenuator in the business.
Okay.
You want to say attenuator?
Attenuator.
Starts with an A. Okay. Attenuator. Hey, we're just coaching you up.
That's okay.
And then that big red button in front of you
is a cough button.
Yeah. See, you know. And then we also have a complimentary WMUN coffee mug right in front of you.
Thank you very much.
That is yours to take with you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
We invited Brad Robertson in this morning to talk about what I've been saying on the air probably too many times this morning. Exciting news.
Yes, that's, I get that.
I coined that phrase. No one's ever said that
before.
This is arguably the biggest Easter egg hunt, at least in Muncie, Delaware County, the one that I'm aware of.
I believe so at this point. I know they used to have one where they had the eggs. Mm-hmm. They had a helicopter at some point, and it reminded me of WKRP.
WKRP in Cincinnati, yeah. As God is my witness, I thought eggs could fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Paraphrase.
But I don't think they do that anymore. So I believe we have 4,000 eggs. So
wow.
So I believe that we are one of, if not the biggest.
And this is the Knights of Columbus event.
Yes.
Okay. Tell them where and when and everything. Let's just get that out
okay.
of the way.
The building that we have it in is at 3600 West Purdue Avenue, and that's here in Muncie.
Behind the Y.
Behind the Y.
Yeah.
Yes.
Northwest.
And we start at 10 o'clock, and normally the eggs are gone, all of them, at about 10:02. So if you don't get there on time beforehand.
Okay. You're done.
You're going to miss it. If you're in the parking lot trying to get to where everyone is running,
no.
You're toast.
Is what you are.
Yes.
Well, toast goes with eggs.
Toast
now,
and eggs.
Let me ask the news guy type questions here. With the cost of eggs, Brad, how in the world do you fund such an event with 4,000 of these?
We use plastic eggs.
See, they're not real eggs.
No. They used to be. When I first started.
Really?
Yes. We used to do all real eggs. We used to hard boil them. And
oh, man.
There were only, I remember the first year I did, I took this over from a good friend of mine who's passed away since, but he told me, you've got kids, and I want someone that has kids to take this on. Oh. His name was Pat Weber. Very good guy. And so I've done that ever since.
Well, we're glad that you do, because it's a great event. This is, again, April the 8th.
Yes.
So as we are speaking now on March the 28th, I do timestamps on the audio here because people play back podcasts a lot nowadays. So April the 8th is a Saturday. The Knights of Columbus building is behind the Northwest Y in Muncie, Indiana, USA. You are advising them to arrive as early as
10 till?
At least.
Yes,
okay.
At least.
All right. And then will you send the kids off in waves, or do they just go crazy and ballistic and find the eggs?
We have three age groups. Okay. So we try to get the smaller kids together, the medium-sized kids together, and yes, we do have teenagers and up.
Okay.
Well, 12 years old and up. But it's the age groups are up to 5,
uh-huh.
6 to 12,
uh-huh.
and then 13 and up.
Okay.
So
do adults ever look for the eggs? I'm just curious.
They do.
We want to keep this kid centric.
Yes,
though,
we had a situation with that where they didn't show up with any kids. They just decided to.
We would rather that not happen.
Right.
So, but for heaven's sakes, bring children.
Yes, you can bring. This is open to the public. Anyone can come, and we encourage anyone to come.
I hate to think about the weather situation, but do you have a weather plan and/or a weather date just in case?
Well, we've only had to postpone once, and that was right before the pandemic hit.
Sure.
It was snowing, raining, sleeting in 35 degrees.
So that's just for clarification. Yeah. You postponed because of the weather that day, not because of COVID and the pandemic. It's outdoors and they're running
around.
Well,
it was the year before the pandemic hit.
Okay.
So
that was the weather.
Yes, that was the weather. Now, we had to cancel once, and that was the first year of the pandemic. But the second year, we've been going strong.
So how does all, they're going to get goodies and prizes and things. How does that all come together? How does the Knights of Columbus, organize? This sounds monstrous. Really?
It can be. It's fortunate that I have a lot of help. We have a lot of help. Brother Knights are helping us do it, especially on the day of. We used to have to stuff all the eggs, which was 4,000 eggs with candy and prizes. You'll have tickets, numbers in the eggs that will correspond to prizes. We'll have probably 550 prizes, 600 prizes this year.
Ranging from what to what? What kinds of?
Stuffed animals, kites to a pound of chocolate.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The big
Easter bunny?
The big Easter bunnies. everything in between.
Okay. With that many people coming, and I know that area of the northwest side of Muncie, and your parking lot at the Knights of Columbus is only so big, where do people park? Do you have any advice for that kind of stuff?
We've never had a problem with parking, per se. There's a lot of different areas around there that are not open. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell you, I can't tell anyone to go park there.
I got it.
Obviously. But we've never had a problem with parking. But now that I'm on your show, your terrific show, by the way.
You're going to just get inundated. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, and hey, that's fine with me. We love doing it. We start planning this a while back. We've already been shopping. My wife orders things and then we'll start going to different stores probably this weekend.
Last item here before I let you go. The Knights of Columbus is running the event. For those that aren't aware, this service club, this organization is all about what, for those that don't know or aren't aware what the KSC is?
We are a Catholic men's fraternal organization, and we basically give away money. We are a charity. So we like to give. We like to help support local causes, our parishes, obviously, St. Lawrence, St. Francis, and St. Mary's. We just like to help people, and I just love doing this. It's awesome.
This is another one of those things people don't know about unless we tell them about it, and we want them to know the organization and what you just shared. This event, very cool, bringing kids and families together and having some fun for a minute. Takes away from some of the stresses of life, which is never a bad thing.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of good in the world and in our midst. Brad, on behalf of our radio station, to you and everybody else, because I know it's a lot of volunteers and people that make this kind of thing happen, thank you for doing it.
You're quite welcome. I love doing it. It's a blast.
Absolutely fun times. April the 8th is when it'll happen at the Knights of Columbus in Muncie, Indiana, USA. More on Delaware County Today coming in just a moment on the new WMUN.